You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford's Zagura Wilhelm Kruaw here in studio in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on clevelandbrowns.com. And the Browns mobile app secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Bengals, the 49ers by visiting clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. 216-578-0850. You can call us up. Call your shot for this game for the Browns and, of course, the Rams. That is the Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. And the question today is, what scares you the most about Sunday's games? The Rams defensive front or Todd Gurley? You can let us know on that one. And gentlemen, we can leap right in and discuss that one right now.
Todd Gurley.
It's unanimous. Freaks me out, man.
I mean, I'm a little bit worried about resetting the record of infamy that we had when we gave up Jamal Lewis's career NFL record single game yardage. I think that could be in jeopardy unless we clean things up significantly.
And what's scary to me about this, Nathan, you pointed out all week with the stats, is we can go in at halftime feeling extremely confident that we've limited Todd Gurley to 14 rushes for 49 yards, right? And you come out in the second half and you start to execute and continue to execute. Maybe you get them off the field, you know, after a few, you know, 2-3-4 yard gains, and then their next possession, they block one up just right, and you have a guy like Todd Gurley running the pill, and he goes for 80 yards. And you look at the game, even on Sunday, we were doing a good job getting off on third down and limiting what the Broncos were doing on offense. We go get our defensive touchdown, and Peyton throws the best ball of the day into the smallest window on Tremont Williams, and it was the game-changing. Oh, you just got a pick and scored a touchdown? Boom, one play, touchdown. Look how easy we made that. And that's the scary factor that Todd Gurley has in this football game, is you can feel confident. You can get comfortable in what you're doing scheme-wise, but if you relax for 1 second, a guy like Gurley can be a game-changer in one snap.
If I was St. Louis, I would just run a sweep left every single time. It seems like anytime someone runs a sweep left off tackle on the Browns, it's 8 yards guaranteed. And if this guy, it'll probably be 12 yards guaranteed.
Well, he's got 180 yards, I'll keep talking about it, on 5 runs this year. 180 of his 316 yards come on 5 runs. His other 50 carries have gone for 136 yards. So you can bottle him up, but you can't let him break through. The problem is that is what the Browns have been the worst at. They have given up the most big runs of any team in the National Football League this year. They're going to have to stop that. And, you know, one thing that you look at, and you got injuries in the secondary, so Jordan Poyer starting again most likely, and of course you're going to have Pierre Desir out there, who did well in the run game, I thought, last week. Certainly at least held the edge
out
there.
Didn't want to be.
No. He looked a little bit like prime.
He's like, really?
Out there.
Again? I got to make a tackle again?
I'll give him credit, though. He didn't just dive at people's legs. He actually tackled them.
He fronted them up.
Yeah,
he waited for the posse.
Yeah, and then he would throw them down to the ground. But, you know, that's the third level. That's where the big runs happen. When you get to the third level and then you beat somebody. And I like Poyer and I like Witt now, but that's not a lot of foot speed at the third level of this defense going against a guy like Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Not a lot of foot speed. So if your angles are wrong, like we saw Jordan Poyer's angle against Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, I'll say it starts with eye control. If you're looking at the right thing, your body will naturally go in the right direction. If you're looking at the right thing, okay? And then the one thing is a culprit, which is how angles are broken, is if you overestimate your speed and underestimate the speed of the offensive player, you're going to be behind. It's just the way it is.
You're not catching that guy.
You're not catching that, and that's what I meant. You give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. And that's why we have to play 60 minutes defensively. It could come down to the last possession, and you have kept him under 80 yards. Right? You got him backed up, and he'll break that 95-yard run when you relax, and it will change the game.
I think that a big challenge for the Browns also is going to be mentally. I mean, after last week's performance, you're playing against – it's almost blasphemy to say, but you're playing against a high school offense, and Denver's offense right now is so bad.
So bad.
And the fact that you couldn't close the deal and win that game, there's got to be a little bit of a hangover over effect. And I think stopping the run is where that can – if you're not mentally prepared to stop the run and really all in to stop the run, they could just keep pounding and pounding and pounding. It could be ugly.
The danger is when you go all in to stop the run, that's when you give up more big plays because you basically are taking away the second level.
Right.
Everybody's up the line of scrimmage. If he gets through, he's gone, and that's a danger. But if you don't make that commitment, they could run those. You know, we've seen – the problem is with our defense, we've seen week after week guys getting two and a half to three and a half yards per carry before they even take any contact. And that has been the biggest problem for this defense. And then you factor in a guy like Gurley and what he can do once he gets in there, it's scary. But they've heard about it all week. So tell me, in the locker room, all you're hearing about is Todd Gurley. Every radio show, Todd Gurley. The coach, Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley. It hasn't been like that in any other game.
No.
That you weren't like four sad. Or, you know, you were worried about the run games, but not like this. Does that... Are people going to be extra juiced to come out and try to get Gurley?
Yeah, of course. Of course. But that's why I would have also reiterated the point that I just made a few minutes ago. It has to be for 60 minutes. Because the second you let up or the second you get comfortable, a guy like Gurley will find that gap, break that tackle, or run out of that angle and have a chunk run, 50-yard plus run. And all that you've done... And that's how, I mean, well, we've limited him for three quarters. And I mean, in hindsight, after the game's over, well, he didn't do anything for three and a half quarters.
I don't want to hear that.
But those two runs, you know, only coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's like, no, it's let's ball out for 60 minutes. Because if you can play great defensive football, tackle well, you know, take proper angles and look at the right things for 60 minutes, and all those mistakes we've made leading up to this point, you will be 3-4. That's discounting Aaron Donald and all these other guys, these number one picks. I'm discounting all that. If you stop Todd Gurley and you limit what he does and you don't let him have the game-changing type of run, which is what he exactly what he's done his two football games, if you will win. You will win.
I just don't want to hear after the game that the Jim O'Neill or Mike Pettine saying, well, on 20 carries, he only had 36 yards. Yeah, but the other three had 110. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
I want to see him either – I want to shut him down.
I agree, and you've got to. By the way, if he runs for 140 yards, he will become only the second running back in NFL history to have rushed for 140 or more in three straight games as a rookie. Do you know who the other one is?
Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
Thank you.
You saw that?
No.
That was really your guess?
Yeah.
It's a great guess.
Thanks.
Not even a guess. It's actually accurate. Man, look at the Jankyard dog looking fly today, ready to go out there. It looks like he's ready to hit the club, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. John in Columbus, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Hey, I just wanted to revisit that Ann Arbor event last weekend.
What happened there?
That stunned silence, that just, you know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of 1980 against the Raiders. With Red Right 88, it was that same sort of stunned silence that just took over the crowd for about 7 seconds.
That's a good comparison. That is the most other than this is stealing defeat from the jaws of victory. I remember I was I think 7 years old, broke the old Cardiac Kids record over my head when that happened.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like an LP?
It was a 45 on the first day of Christmas. Art Modell gave to me. Cleveland Browns Super Bowl team, and I took it and I broke it over my head.
How old were you?
7.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That is awesome. That is awesome, kid. John, thank you so much for the phone call. Appreciate that. 216-578. Go, you have it. Go ahead, John.
Call your shot, John.
Call your shot. No?
You John. Cut him off. Nice man like that from Columbus. You cut him off.
I didn't know he had anything. I didn't know he was still there. I didn't know he was still there. There was a healthy pause, wasn't there?
That was just the introduction to his call. John, go ahead and give us a call back if you got anything else to say.
Dito.
What?
Where did John go?
You said thanks for calling, and then
it's Nate's fault. He's trying to pass the ball.
John, call us back. Call us back. I'm sorry. I thought he was done. I thought I gave a healthy pause.
You thought he was Dunsky.
Yeah. Thought he was like Peyton Manning. Dunsky. Stick a fork in him. I'm very curious to see what we do. We're going quarterbacks higher or lower today. And, you know, you look at it, there was a very good article written on NFL.com today about, you know, that wins and losses is not a great quarterback stat. And then it also just ranked the quarterbacks in the National Football League this year. And Peyton, and I'm sure they thought that was being aggressive, having Peyton 22nd. And I don't even know if that's low enough. He was just cut in our fantasy football league. And if his name weren't Peyton Manning, nobody would even be paying attention to it. You know, that's how bad he has been so far.
I agree with that.
It is absolutely wild how bad he has been so far this year. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more phone calls, 216-578-0850, plus a fun Tom Brady story for you, the kid, when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.